thank you very much for having me as well. I'm just enamored with this. And how have you never seen that movie?
I've seen portions, right? I've seen the scene where it's like the candy bar in the pool and they end up eating it and like the whole freak out. Like, I've seen that scene and I don't know why I specifically remember that, probably because I was laughing. But I still got to re-see the whole movie.
So. Yeah, no doubt about that. I want to add to the ice cream situation that you guys were talking about a half hour ago.
Yeah.
Peanut butter, Rice Krispies. Throw it in vanilla ice cream. It's tremendous.
Ooh. Okay. Wow.
Peanut butter, rice cream. Right. I'm gonna write that down. Hold on. Yeah. Let me get that down, Bull. Let me get that down for you.
That might be a future daily food for thought. I think we're onto something there. Well, I'll tell you what. So Martin and I have had a chance to sit down and talk for about the last 10 minutes before going on the air. And, man, I wish I had a middle school teacher like you, because they've got some really cool projects here, Rocco. I mean, he's actually got some really interesting writing assignments where you're rewarded with pizzas. So we'll get into that a little bit later on. But, man, I really wish I had a teacher like that when I was in middle school. Now, you've got the Lorain County Youth Brigade going on, and it actually ties in with a couple of things that you're associated with. Councilman at Large at Amherst, and you're also a teacher at Longfellow Middle School in Lorain. And I mention that because that's kind of how this whole thing got started. So we'll get into the creation of the Lorain County Youth Brigade here in a moment. But for those who don't know what the Lorain County Youth Brigade is, what does this group do?
The idea was to form a group of local public school students within the county to give back to their community and demonstrate a form of appreciation for what they're going to be doing within their community. It's a sense of pride. And as a teacher, I see that every day. As a community, sometimes you don't see that. You may see the negative, but that's not the case with our kids.
And we're going to talk a little bit more about that here in just a few moments, too. One of the interesting things, and I know you sat down and had a conversation with the Chronicle-Telegram a couple of weeks ago about this, was that it really kind of sounded like the kids loved this idea. They really got behind it. And we'll come back around to that in just a moment. But how did all this come together? This is something, I guess, that's been in the making now for about 6 months, right?
Absolutely. As Amherst City Councilman at Large, we're assigned positions, and we had a committee. We chair a committee. That committee for me was the recycling committee. The recycling committee themselves did not have a program set up, and I thought, how can I, as a councilman, reach out to the public, which is what I'm elected to do? So I thought, okay, how do I involve students? I'm a teacher, but I teach in a different district, Lorain City Schools. So during a persuasive writing assignment, I posed the question, how can we? Well, first of all, it was, how can we affect the environment positively, and are you willing to do that? And those two questions were answered unanimously. It turned into a 40-minute discussion in my classroom with each language arts class about, I want to do this. I want to do this. How can we do this? How do we do this? And I thought, this needs to be out there. So that started the wheels from turning of, okay, improving the community, educating recycling, and how to clean the environment. Talk about water, talk about your facilities, talk about your rivers, streams, and land itself. And we did that. It took about a month and a half after discussions with Lorain County Commissioner Sweeto, who I reached out to branch this out. Without her, without her assistance, we couldn't have this made. She made it possible. I mean, the Lorain County Commissioners had brought in a huge truck that was supplied with all the materials we needed, the weed whackers, lawn mowers, all the tools that we need, shovels to dig and clean and improve the community. And without Lorain County Commissioners, it wouldn't have started. So I owe a lot to them. Lorain County Commissioner Sweeta and I are together in orchestrating this whole event. So it was born from us. And the students are just, they're the reason why we're here. I mean, without them, none of this is an issue. So, we're here for the Lorain County kids and to show the public that we're going to make a difference for them.
We're talking about the Lorain County Youth Brigade. Martin Heberling, our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And we've got to get into some of the things that you've done with the kids so far. You've cleaned up a few different areas so far in the county. You still have a couple planned for later on this summer, next Monday and the following Monday. I know this is something you guys get into Monday morning into the early stages of the afternoon. And what are some of the major takeaways so far that you've gotten from the kids?
Major takeaways are, when can we start for next week? Can we go to another city with you? Which we welcome that. So now we've got one of the cool things that we came up with was each city has a shirt color designed that we have given to every single volunteer. So Lorraine has the navy blue, goes along with their school colors. Elyria has a red, and it has Lorraine County Youth Brigade on it and the reduce, reuse, recycle emblems on the back. So they're color coordinated per city for those volunteers. And if you want to volunteer for another city, you come into the new city wearing your school color. So you're representing the city you're from, as well as showing the public that you really care. This is just about us. It's about everyone. It's not just Lorraine. It's not just Elyria. It's the entire county. So that's been a huge takeaway. The second was they don't want to stop. Our time frame is from 9 a.m. to 12 noon, and we thought 3 hours was more than enough for, you know, our students to be out there in the heat. It's been very hot, but they don't want to stop. They want to continue. We've put the brakes on that. Next year, things may change a little bit, but because this is growing and it's going to be a big deal. And our goal is to make this a tradition here in Lorain County. We want the Lorain County Youth Brigade to continue and continue and continue for 20, 30, 40 years to come.
Now, you mentioned to me earlier, too, that it's been kind of a cool experience because for some of the kids, it's an eye-opening experience. You're not just going out there doing a good deed by cleaning up an area, but you would explain to me how there was one of the kids in the group in Elyria that for the first time they had visited a park that they didn't even know about.
Yeah, the Audubon Park. I forget the street it's on. It's right across near the railroad tracks, right down the road, actually. Audubon Park, I didn't even know where that was. And I spend about 5 years of my life in Elyria, too. But this child, 12 years old, had no idea. Even lived a few blocks away. His statement to us was, you know, hey, I made a difference. And I said, and you can tell everyone about that. You drive by, you walk by, you go by on your bicycle. You can tell people, hey, I had a part in this. And I made this park even that much more beautiful. And I tell you what, he smiled.
And that's the cool part too, right? The difference that it makes for some of the kids, not necessarily just going out there and doing good work, but you learn something with every experience. And this is a new park that this young man can go to now. It's really kind of crazy how some of these really positive experiences, they really open your eyes a little bit.
They do. Mayor Whitfield had mentioned what the park was, because again, I had no idea what Audubon Park was. And he said it's a bird watching park. And I thought, where in Elyria do they have a bird watching park? And so we went there. I wanted to survey the area and I couldn't get over it. It was nice. It was well kept up near the river and it's small. But, you know, hey, now another student within the Elyria Public Schools is aware of another park that he can go hang out with at show up and maybe next year clean up again.
That's outstanding stuff. And I know that you guys have gotten some donations as well. The kids get T-shirts, and so far they've been able to get a meal at the end of all this, too. And Commissioner Sweet has been a big, big part of that. And that's the cool part about this, too. And talking to you before we came on the air, the fact that a lot of local businesses have really stepped up to help out along the way.
And that's been huge. For me, I know we talked before this, local business is a big deal. It is in my classroom. It is when I talk to people on the street. I patronize them if I can, definitely. For this group, the Lorain County Youth Brigade, our very first event was at Veterans Memorial Park in Lorain, and we had Seleni's Pizza on Oberlin Avenue donate the very first meal. And a lot of those kids had no idea what Seleni's Pizza was. They knew Marco's, they knew Domino's, but they did not know Seleni's Pizza. Now, it's their favorite.
Funny how that works, right? Yeah. You get a taste of something local, and the next thing you know, when it's Friday night and it's time to order a pizza because mom and dad really aren't in the mood to cook at the end of the week because they're kind of at wit's end, well, then all of a sudden, some of the local pizza joints end up getting calls, which is really, really cool. And, you know, that ties into, I know, a different project that you did that we talked about. And that's why I was talking earlier when we came on the air about how, man, I wish I had projects like this when I was growing up, because you teach language arts and social studies, right?
Yes, sir.
At Longfellow. And you were telling me one of the projects was having this pizza contest, right?
Yeah.
See, Rocco, this is what I'm talking about. I mean, can you imagine? Did you have projects like that when you were in middle school?
Not that I'm aware of. It was pretty standard stuff for me in a more boring sense. So yeah, I'm with you on that. I'm a tad envious. I'm a tad envious there of the kids, but that's okay.
You guys are welcome to come anytime.
Yes.
I'll tell you what, we might have to step in on that next year. If you're looking for some help when you're looking over those essays, and we could probably help out a little bit with that. Just saying, when it comes to pizza, Rocco and I, we are definitely your guys. But you've talked about the areas that you've cleaned up so far. And I know some pictures are out there on social media. You know, you guys have done so much good work out there. But I think what you're going for at the end of the day, too, is just how rewarding an experience it is for the kids. You know, it's a learning experience. It's a rewarding experience. And people are starting to take note. And it seems like at the beginning of the process, you're looking at 15, 20 volunteers. Have you noticed that numbers picked up a little bit as you guys have done this more and more?
Yes, it has. The inquiries have been tremendous. They've been growing and growing and growing. Next week, we're going to be at Maud Eating Park in Amherst, and then the following week, we'll be in North Ridgeville. We don't have that park set up yet, but for the North Ridgeville date, I think we're at 17 students. This coming Monday, I believe we're at 20. So we are growing. The interest is there, and we'll see come 9 a.m. how the turnout will be. Before we move on with the food, I want to make sure that I acknowledge one caterer who did cater the second event for the Elyria location. It was Felicia Gannon and Everything Poppington. I want to mention her because she has a tremendous catering service, and it's local food, local made, and she makes all kinds of stuff. So I just wanted to – sorry about that. But
No, not at all. I mean, look, it's important to note those who have helped this process out. And, of course, a big shout-out to Commissioner Sweeta for providing some subs for that last one as well. So it sounds like people are getting behind this, and they realize just how awesome this really is. And, you know, there are things like this going on in the community that sometimes – don't always get the attention that they so rightfully deserve. And I think, you know, we're in the time right now where things are kind of negative when it comes to the virus and everything else going on. So it is refreshing to hear about stories like this. You know, not only that an opportunity like this exists for kids who right now they're at home in the summertime. And I think everybody's got an idea as to what they think kids are doing. And you and I discussed this earlier. People think that middle school kids, they stay at home, they play video games, and they don't much care, but you've experienced quite the opposite with this.
Exactly. The thing is, I think if you just let them play video games, they will. I mean, they will do what is easiest. But if you pose something to them and say, hey, let's go make a difference outside. Let's take a couple hours and clean up an environment. Let's work in the garage. Whatever it is, let's get our hands dirty and work. They want that. They want that interaction, especially with adults, their fellow students. They want to be around people rather than just tied up in a little room playing a video game, which, you know, there's always a time and a place for certain things like that. But we need this out there now. The public needs to see this, and our students need to be a part of this because video games are becoming a big deal. And they're not outside as much as they should be. Or as you and I or Rocco had been out in the past, our growing up was much more different than what they're experiencing right now. So it's so important for them to be out there in the environment, making a difference and improving their future. Because one of the things that we do too here is we give certificates of volunteering. So if they ever are in a moment where they go to college, military, whatever they do, they can show that, hey, at some point in time, we made volunteering and we accumulated those hours and made a difference in our community.
And that goes a long way, goes a real long way for sure. And it's a cool experience for the kids moving forward, too. There's no question about that. Well, for anybody out there listening right now who might be interested in maybe having their kid take a look at what you guys are doing right now, or maybe there's somebody out there right now that is thinking about that last week where you guys have scheduled for North Ridgeville and being a part of this whole thing, how can they get a hold of you, and how can they find out more information about what you guys have planned the next couple weeks?
You can find us on social media. Facebook, of course, is the big one. Lorain County Youth Brigade, the Lorain County Youth Brigade. You can reach me by phone. I'm more than happy to give my number out. I don't know if you guys do that normally on the radio, but
you can.
440-522-8091. Again, 440-522-8091. 8091. Please reach out. We'll bring you on. Even if we have too many, you can never have too many. Let's just say that. Even if we have more than 20 students come out, great. Parents, if you want to get involved, come out. Please come out and meet us. Be a part of it. We've had several parents that have also helped out with the Lorraine and Elyria location. So you're more than welcome. Please step out and see our students making a difference.
I lied. I said that was going to be the last question, but as you were answering, I came up with another one. Even though we're in the midst of this whole social distancing thing, have you noticed that this has been a little bit of a networking thing for some of the kids and parents as well? Has that come up at all?
Networking. What do you mean?
Well, in that you have a lot of kids that maybe go to this and they find other kids that they hadn't met before, maybe didn't know before, or same thing with the parents. Have you noticed that maybe there have been some connections made at some of these events?
You know what? That's exactly right. That's happened. And in fact, the Elyria location, we ended up finding a partnership between one student from a Lorraine, met the student out in Elyria. They're both involved in basketball, and now they're friends. So that's happened that way. In fact, I've had a couple students, former students of mine, that are going into ninth grade. They helped out with the Lorraine location. They're going to be in Amherst next week with us. And they asked if, you know, so-and-so and so-and-so could come in from my classroom. I'm like, bring them on. I haven't seen them in a couple of years. It'd be great to have them there. They all want to be involved now. So it's growing. And and you're right. That's what's happened. And networking is making a difference.
Awesome, awesome stuff. Well, Martin, this is a lot of fun, man. Thank you so much for coming on. Thanks for helping to put some more pressure on Rocco when it comes to seeing Caddyshack. I mean, it's only been out for 40 years. And it has been his homework assignment for 6 weeks. But he's got till the end of the month to check it out. But I appreciate the time here. Thank you so much for joining us. This is really cool, and it's a lot of fun to learn about some very positive news going on out in the community as well.
Anytime. Thank you very much, Rocco. Thank you very much, Andy, for having me. And if you ever want to talk movies and food, please call me up.
Well, we will. Absolutely. No question about that. Again, Martin Heverling joining us with the Lorraine County Youth Brigade. Really, really cool stuff going on with that. Again, Martin gave out the information before. We'll be sure to throw it out there again before we wrap up the show today.